Did someone say, show me the funny? It doesn't matter now. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
He thought you were the candy man.
He's the headless horseman, he's the worst.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Thowin with Thowin.
This is Halloween.
Tell Mama all.
Oh.
Oh, hello, hello, hello.
Oh, Kendall. It's Halloween time again.
Is that an old Samhain song I didn't know
it's
about?
It's an old Samhain carol that we've all been singing for Samhain for so many years. Kendall, why? Samhain. Don't do you feel stupid saying Samhain?
Well, I'm so Southern, I feel stupid saying everything. But yes, I do.
Stupid saying.
I do indeed.
But I wish us all a blessed Samhain, no matter what.
Blessed Samhain.
Kendra, would you tell everybody what our situation is?
What's our situation?
If you could check in on what my condition is in.
Our blood pressure's up. We're enormously obese. Oh, you mean what we're doing now?
Speaking of, it is chilly outside here. We're in a field here on the Falkland Islands.
Yeah.
And I am sweating in the booth. Is it this big, comfy, monogrammed robe that Charles got us to wear?
Well, it is comfy. But yes, they are so plush and so hot.
So hot.
I have nothing on underneath it. We said we wanted druid robes or whatever the hell they wear for this Samhain. I don't mean to sound like an idiot, but I am. What they're wearing for the ritual, whatever it is.
Right.
So we sent him off, and of course, being Charles, he came back with bathrobes.
With bathrobes, all monogrammed with his initials.
Yeah.
So, but we're in a big field here on the Falkland Islands, Fizzy 111, the local chapter of FIPA, the Falkland Islands Pagan Association. They put on this big Samhain bonfire ritual thing tonight. We're all here.
It is fun. I mean, we have done so many different Halloween traditions over the years doing this show. And we've seen a lot of things on this ride tour. But this is fun. This is fun. This is fun. This is fun.
This is fun. Now, I wasn't miffed, but I was sad when one of the head pagans told me not to roast s'mores in the holy bonfire.
Well, I could have told you.
But I thought people drink holy water, don't they?
Do they?
So, I don't know.
Can you buy that by the caseload?
I don't know. Rabbis are blessing stuff here, there, and everywhere.
Well, we could use a case of holy water around here.
Holy water. That's a great Madonna song from the wonderful Rebel Heart. Album. Holy water. Don't it taste like holy water? Jesus loves my pussy best.
Bitch, you're loca.
Bitch, are you loca? I'm loca for Halloween and Samhain.
Okay, you have no idea how many times I'm walking around in daily life now.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just say, bitch, I'm loca. and half the people look at me like I have gone completely insane.
Well, those are the loca ones.
They are. And then the other half that do know Madonna, they're like, they don't really say anything about it. They just look at me like, huh.
Bitch, I am loca.
But I am, so.
That is just the quickest, most succinct way to describe our lives in 2019.
Bitch, I'm loca.
Y yo loco, loco.
Bésame la boca.
And the universe, bitch, we're loca. And it's all gone loca on the locomotive, loca, loca, locomotive, the crazy train. I'm saying loca, locomotive. Did you get that?
Now I did.
Now you got it. Get it, got
you
it
You didn't
good.
Give me a chance to even get it, but that's neither here nor there.
It's not.
Cliff. Talking about the origins of Halloween this week.
How would you tell me how it all started?
How it all started? Well,
how it
my
all
mother
began.
And my father, they were, no.
Not how you started.
No. Cliff, it started many.
Now all I can think about is your mother and father having sex 38 years ago.
Oh, God, don't bring up my age on the show. You know how I feel about it.
What a cool retro time it must have been 38 years ago when your parents consummated and made you that night in some cool 80s furniture and fashions.
It was cool because the world was so much cooler back then.
It was a hell of a lot cooler when our parents boned.
My parents, now they would have met, they'd be like, it's too hot.
It's too hot
and
for sex.
And we wouldn't even be here.
Who wants children? Who are these people that can have children on this heat?
They have a lot of money for air conditioning.
Oh, God.
Cliff, on October 31st, as we know from the Samhain Festival here, that was considered the earliest known root of Halloween occurring on this day. It marked a pivotal time of year when seasons changed. But more importantly, the observers also believed the boundaries between this world and the next became super thin.
Super thin, never a description of Cliff and Kendall.
So they could communicate with the dead. So tonight is the night, or I guess October 31st, is the night that we can communicate with the dead, Cliff.
Do you love doing that?
I do. I love it.
Speaking of communicating with the dead, I did. I don't know where you were, but we went. I went with Fonky and Opie and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom and Crockpot and Charles the Contractor. And I think Terry the Temp was in town.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see the Addams Family movie. And they were a great scene with Morticia talking to her dead parents on
the crystal ball.
Her parents' voices I didn't even recognize until the end. Catherine O'Hara and Martin Short.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's like a cameo part. But
well,
it's very good.
Cliff, I would have loved to have seen it.
I don't know where were you?
I'm telling you where I was. We were, you know, we went to that pumpkin farm that they had or whatever it was, where you could, like, pick your own pumpkins, and of course they were like, due to drought, no pumpkins are picked this year. They've already been picked earlier in the year. You can buy them over here. But they had a big corn maze that was like all the corn was dead from the drought.
Right.
And I got lost in the corn maze, and you guys all left me to go watch the movie, and I was just going in circles for hours.
Well, we wondered where you were when we got out of the
maze. I wondered where you were.
We were like, where's Kendall? I thought he was going to meet us out here at the end of the maze.
I was not where I usually am at the candy booth. I was in the maze.
Why don't they call corn mazes maze mazes?
I was, you know, just thinking the exact same thing, and I was like, I should bring this up. So I'm glad you did. Oh, that's amazing, Cliff.
At least for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Isn't this a wonderful experience? The campfire, dear.
It's so culturally invigorating, dear. Oh, I love seeing these bizarre rituals from all of these wrong religions.
Just think if they come to our church, dear, and see us singing out loud and talking in tongues, dear.
Oh, I would like to introduce each of the pagans to Christ, and perhaps I will do that later, dear. But as for now, I've been having such fun dancing and chanting with these pagans.
we saw you over there. You have just been cutting a rug over
you
there.
You are. You know, you guys, you stand out because you, like us, were wearing these big white robes, and everybody else has these, like, darker sort of colors on and looks sort of more like a wizard. But we could really see you. I was impressed. I think Kendall's dance lessons that he's been giving you guys have really worked out.
We've worked out. Well, thank you, boys. You know, I always do say, if something's worth doing, it's worth doing comfortably in a bathrobe.
Oh, yes. I've heard you say that many a time, Sugarlump.
I do, dear. Well, that's one of the reasons we're having a great time, dear. We're doing it in the bathrobes.
Oh, dear. Let's go get the children and chant something at the moon.
They'll have a wonderful time.
Oh, yes. Honky,
dear. Opie.
You know, I was watching last night on YouTube. I had this on DVD, but it was just buried so deep in my suitcase that I thought, I'm going to look up and see if it's on YouTube. And thank God it was. It was the History Channel, History of Halloween, but it was made like in the 90s.
Oh, I got it.
I got it.
I got it on my network hard drive that streams movies to me.
Fan-flabbing-tastic. It was wonderful, and I loved it. But it was funny because at the end, of course, it goes into the modern, 1994 Halloween, which is the best. Going beyond that, there's no reason. Stop it.
Well, that's when it stopped being good.
Oh, yeah, 94. You don't need to go any further than that. But they had this big section, you know, people became so terrified of all the razor blades and the apples.
Oh, yeah.
And, the candy was poison.
Poison.
But they said,
you know what I have to hear every year when I was a kid.
But Harry Stone then went on to say that, or Harry Morgan. No, Harry Morgan was Dragnet. Wasn't it Harry Stone who did all those voiceovers? I had it last night, folks. Lost it today. But I think it was that. Google it, tell us, DM us on Instagram. But, you know, they said, oh, by the way, nobody ever really died from a razor blade in an apple. Although that does sound really unpleasant. And also...
Funny hoax.
It was just a funny hoax. But then also, nobody ever, no kid ever got poison candy from a neighbor. Any kid who was poisoned by good old mom and dad.
Well, that's the best way to be poisoned.
That's what it all turned up. And man, I tell you, when Harry Stone or Morgan or Harry Balls, whatever his name is, when he was, you could just tell he was disgusted when he read that fact. And I was too, sitting here listening to it.
It only takes one bad apple. To ruin the bunch.
One razor blade apple.
Mm-hmm.
To ruin the bunch.
And that's what I always say.
That's what I say. I said that earlier today.
And that is no joke.
Oh, it's not. It's not even a Halloween joke.
It's not
joke.
Even a Halloween
It's not
joke.
A Samhain joke.
But these terrible jokes are, Cliff.
Oh, okay.
It's time to go get a bad joke.
Would you please tell me? I hope that it has something to do with Samhain.
Oh, of course it does, Cliff. Of course it does. All right, one day, Cliff, during Samhain,
yeah,
a diver was enjoying the aquatic world 20 feet below sea level.
Mm.
And he noticed this guy at the same depth, but, you know, he did have a Samhain robe on, but he had no scuba gear on whatsoever.
Damn it.
And the diver, which is, he thought, whew, he went another 20 feet down. The guy joined him a few minutes later. The diver went down another 25
Ooh.
Feet. A minute later, the guy joined him again. And the diver's really confused, so he took out his waterproof chalkboard set and he wrote, "How the heck are you able to stay out of this water deep without equipment?" And the guy took the board and he erased it, and then he wrote, "I'm drowning, you moron!" And Ooh. It's Samhain!
I know the listeners are laughing at that.
I know they are.
Kendall, one Samhain morning, a rabbi was opening his mail. Taking a single sheet of paper from an envelope, he found written on it only one word. Schmuck. The next Friday night, after Samhain, he announced, "I have known many people who have written letters and forgot to sign their names, but this week I received a letter from someone who signed his name and forgot to write a letter." I'm just a bagel. I'm a bagel and a plate full of onion rolls.
Flip, this joke, I have to tell you, I have not even read it. But Charles the contractor passed it to me.
Oh, God.
And he wrote on it, "This is gold."
Oh, God.
So I can only imagine what's coming.
I apologize in advance.
A man was sitting on the edge of a bed watching his wife, who was looking at herself in the mirror. Since her birthday was not far off, he asked her what she'd like to have for her birthday. And she said, "Well, I'd like to be 8 again." Still looking in the mirror. So on the morning of her birthday, he arose early, made her a nice big bowl of Cocoa Pops, then took her to the Adventure World theme park. What a day! He then took her to McDonald's, where she ordered a Happy Meal with extra fries and a chocolate shake. It was off to a movie with popcorn, soda pop, favorite candies. What a fabulous adventure they were having, Cliff.
Sounds fabulous.
Finally, she wobbled home with her husband and collapsed onto the bed. And he leaned over his wife with a smile and said, "Well, dear, what was it like being 8 again?" And her eyes slowly opened. Ooh, and she did that. And her expression suddenly changed. She said, "I meant my dress size, you idiot."
Oh, what an idiot.
What an idiot.
Charles is for saying that joke is gold.
Oh, and I forgot to say that I was on Samhain.
Oh, that was, I thought it was sounded Samhain-ish. Mm-hmm. Kendall, one Samhain evening, a farmer is giving his wife last-minute instructions before heading out to the big Samhain bonfire.
Oh.
And the farmer says, "Now that fellow from the vet will be along this evening to inseminate one of the cows.
Uh-oh.
I've hung a nail by the right stall so you know which one I want him to impregnate." The farmer left for the big Samhain festival. That afternoon turned into the evening of Samhain, and the inseminator arrived.
They were going to talk to the ghost.
In a spooky way. And the wife dutifully takes him out to the barn and directly to the stall with the nail. And she says, "Well, happy Samhain to you. This is the cow, right cheer." And he says, "Well, what's this nail for?" And the wife replies, "Well, I guess it's to hang up your Samhain robe."
Wah, 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 wah. Ours would be a bathrobe.
Yeah. That's all he was wearing. She thought he was going to boink the cow.
I got it, Cliff.
Did you get it?
I did get it.
All right, good.
I'm shocked. I'm as shocked as you are.
Now,
see, the problem is I was running so late getting here tonight.
Right.
I didn't have all my jokes. And see, the first one was Crockpot. She handed me that one.
Yeah.
The second one was Charles. This one came straight from Mrs. Potter Butter Butter.
Okay.
So, let's see. There once was a man and a woman. They've been married for more than 60 years, and it was Samhain evening.
Oh, shit.
They talked about everything, and they kept no secrets from each other, except that the old woman had a shoebox in the top of her closet that she cautioned her husband never to open it.
Oh,
or to ask about it.
Don't we all have those kind of shoeboxes?
We all got the box, Cliff.
I have. Mine's in the bedroom drawer.
Yeah, but you're always opening it. Don't trying to show it to
I'm us. Telling you.
For all these years, he had never thought about the box. But one day, the little old woman, she got very sick.
This was sad.
The doctor said she would not recover. So, in trying to sort out their affairs, the little old man took down the shoebox, took it to his wife's bedside, and she agreed it was time that he should know what was in the box. He was like, what's in the box? So he opened it and found two beautifully crocheted doilies and a stack of money totaling $25,000.
Ooh, I want that box.
Well, he said, he asked her about it, and she said, well, when we were married, my grandmother told me that if the secret of a happy marriage was to never argue. She told me that if I ever got angry with you, I should just keep quiet and crochet a doily. And the little old man was so moved, he had to fight back tears. He was like, only two doilies? That's the only time I ever made you mad? And she said, oh, no, that's all the money I made from selling the rest of the doilies.
Oh, big doily saleswoman.
Big doily saleswoman. So go door to door?
Door to door.
Especially.
Kendall, it was one spooky Samhain evening. Ooh. And these two people went on a blind, spooky Samhain date. And they really hit it off. And at the end of the evening...
was one of them dead?
No.
See, I knew it. Grave opening.
As they were beginning to undress each other, taking it off each other's druid robes in his apartment, the fellow said, now, before we go any further, Charlene, tell me, do you have any special fetishes that I should take into account in bed? Which I think that's a very nice thing to ask.
That should be the way you start every romantic encounter.
Yeah, what are your
any
fetishes?
Any fetishes I should know about?
Let's get weird. Kendall, as a matter of fact, the girl said, smiling, I do happen to have a foot fetish.
Uh-oh.
But I suppose I'd settle for maybe 7 or 8 inches.
Oh!
Happy Samhain!
That little piggy went to market.
That piggy went to market. In her druid robe.
Because that's all the jokes I got.
I have one last Samhain special.
Okay. Hit us with this bonus special one.
Kendall, a guy says, I remember the first time I used alcohol as a substitute for women. The other guy says, well, what happened? The first guy says, well, it was Samhain and I had my druid robe on and whoa. Long story short, I got my penis stuck in the neck of the bottle. Did I mention it was scary Samhain evening?
A time or two.
Now, Kendall, what do you think? I know we love Samhain and Halloween, which sprang from its loins. What do you think about all this? When you look at the history of Halloween and its black and orange origins, what do you think when you see the Catholic churches? They're just adopting everything. They're taking all the different rituals and just making them about Jesus and the Holy Mother or whatever. What do you think? What are your deep thoughts?
Well, I don't care if they do it, but I just don't turn around and be hypocritical about other things.
Oh, Kendall's got a very deep view of the whole situation.
I got
and
deep
I
views.
Respect it.
And sorry, Cliff, I looked over at Elvira that you have over there on your side of the booth.
Yes.
And I swear her expression changed. Kind of truly shocked me for a moment.
Well, you were shocked. I was shocked too. I was not looking at my Elvira because you can see I'm not positioned to look at it. Mm-hmm. I was looking out at the bonfire, and why is Charles the Contractor running around naked, doing laps around the bonfire? Well,
I hate to say this, but I know. He was talking earlier about, because he said there were only 4 robes there that he could get. And he said, well, I'm just going to walk around naked and be one with nature, because that seems the most Samhainese to him.
Oh, God. Well, it is a scary costume.
It's terrifying.
It's very scary.
And several people have thrown up. since he started doing it. So.
At first, I thought it was part of the Samhain ritual. I was hoping maybe they were like doing the Roman like binge and purge, and I was getting my binge on.
Oh, hopefully they're going to have a sacrifice. We can put him up for it.
Oh, Kendall. Even Samhain, we have to love one another. Even on this night when the veil is the thinnest.
I need to go talk to the head guy.
Go talk to the head pagan in charge, would you please?
I will. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to see if I can put Charles up for a sacrifice.
Okay, now I'm going to put you up for adoption. Co-host for adoption here.
You know what I always say? To belch is human, to forgive divine. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Look out. Because this Halloween, Toys R Us is your Halloween headquarters. You'll find every trick or treat under the moon. A monstrous selection of costumes and a dungeon full of decorations. At prices so low, you'll howl. So this Halloween, bring the entire family to Toys R Us for a Halloween selection so huge. It's scary.
Everyone else is stupid. That's why you're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back to Samhain. Here on the Falkland Islands. Kendall, now one thing I did last night, and I know you were looking at me weird when you saw me walking out the motel hallway with this, but I had one of my shirts, and it was a long sleeve shirt. I did this old Halloween ritual that people used to do back in the day. I thought I'd do it these days to get in touch with my Halloween roots. Mm-hmm. And so I took this big wet shirt of mine, hung it on a line outside the... Of course, I had to hang it on a cable line because we don't have a clothesline
right
at the motel. But I hung it out, and what was supposed to happen last night was that my future husband was going to come by and turn up the sleeve of my big wet shirt.
Did Jake do it?
No. Well, we're here on the Falkland Islands, and all I know is when I went to get my shirt this morning, some sheep had eaten half of it, and it was there in tatters and rags. And it was still wet from the night before. I don't know how that happened. But it just was so disappointing. So I don't know what's going to go on husband-wise now. I was also trying to look, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, she was cooking some stuff, you know, over the campfire at home. Mm-hmm. We had built right outside the motel, and she was cooking up some flapjacks, you know, because she likes it when it tastes like the wood. You're supposed to be able to look into stuff cooked over the fire and see the face of your future husband, but All I saw was just big blobs of bubbling pancake mix.
Well,
probably what he looks like.
Maybe your future husband is going to be ripped, and he's going to be a pancake farmer.
He'll be ripped. His pants will rip every time his fat ass bends over. If he's anything like me.
Well, you'll be a match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven, Kendall. And match made on Samhain, maybe. Some of these druids, probably pretty hot. They take off these robes. Can't tell.
Can't see what's under the robes.
I don't know. But I guess that's one of the things about dating a pagan.
And that's one of the great things about wearing these robes. Nobody knows how fat we are.
I know, but they keep calling... Everybody calls us Charles because it's got our monogram on there.
Well, there's not many worse things you can be called. You know who's to blame for all this Halloween shit, don't you?
The Pope.
No. Usually it's the Pope. This time it's the Scots, Cliff.
Whoa.
Every time... Something happened, like the Puritans were like, we're not going to celebrate these pagan traditions. Then the Scots would just come on and just start dressing up like scary people and scare people. And then all the traditions just came right with them. They kept Halloween alive, so we can thank them.
Oh, I love it. I love them. I love how the pagans, they just kept on keeping on.
You gotta keep on keeping on.
Samhain-wise,
Let the man get you down.
I need this on a bumper sticker when I get back and finally drive my own car, not the rental car.
Uh-huh.
Don't let the Pope get you down. Ooh. Because Wouldn't that be good? That would sell like hotcakes, like these pancakes that my husband's face was supposed to be. But, yeah, I think don't let the Pope get you down, because just keep on.
Did someone mention the Pope, dear? Oh. Is he coming, dear? Maybe we should tell him to stop.
Oh, so, you know, I love the Pope. He wears a beautiful robe, but he doesn't look as fetching as you,
dear.
He also wears sort of like a... He has a lot of funny hats, but they don't look as... They also don't look as good as Mrs. Potter Butterchurn's hats.
Oh, dear, I'm proud of my fancy hat collection.
Oh, my. I keep telling her that she should put it in the Busheltown Museum one day.
And I keep telling him, dear, that if I do, I wouldn't be able to wear them.
Oh, and then we both dissolve into laughter. Oh, yeah. Oh, your hatch.
Dear, I almost forgot. I brought you some of the soul cakes I was making last night, dear, over the fire.
Oh, soul cakes?
Yes, dear. They're what used to... What kids used to go around and ask for, dear. That's what how trick-or-treating started.
Now, you know, when I was two things, I hate what I'm about to do when other people do it, but I find it charming when I do it.
Sounds about right.
I hate when people, just everything, they're like, you know what, this reminds me of something from high school. I'm like, you know what, nobody gives a shit. But I have to say really quickly, speaking of the Pope, I used to go to school with somebody whose last name was Pope. Can you believe this?
Oh, was he holy, dear?
Oh, I hope so.
Did he call his car the Pokemobile?
He probably did. I lost touch by the time he drove. But then I was also thinking about high school, because maybe this was in eighth grade. I was in the chorus, and it was in a Christmas performance. We sang this song about a soul cake. Like about the soul cakes.
Yes, dear, the soul cakes. I love that song.
Oh, I love it. I tried to get Mrs. Potter Butterchurn to play it at our wedding, but we had so many other songs to sing.
It was a long list, dear.
Oh, yes. We had to whittle it down, and I'm afraid the soul cake song was the first to go.
Oh, but dear, wouldn't it be a wonderful idea if we could get all the pagans involved and start singing the song in a round?
Oh, I wish we could. Now, does anybody have a Xerox machine that we can just print off some lyrics?
Oh, dear, I'll teach it to them very quickly. Excuse me, sir, we do have a song.
Oh, I can't wait to get out there and sing along.
I can't either, and I wish I remembered that song, because I remember my dad's review of the chorus concert when he said that was the best song in the whole thing.
Oh, well, and you should have kept it.
Speaking of, you would have loved this. I'll exhaust all of my 8th grade chorus stories today. The other performance
that we
did... I'll
have to wait a whole other episode to get all mine out.
Oh, God. We'll do a fucking mini-series for you. The other performance that we did was a big Disney retrospective.
Oh, I love it.
And we did a couple extra songs before the Disney retrospective. Uh-huh. They were from the Muppet Movie. So we did Moving Right Along, Rainbow Connection, and then we had this huge Disney medley that spanned... decades.
Oh my God. No, see.
And didn't go too far into the newer terrible crap.
See, back when I had choir teachers and band teachers, they were nice and all, but they were not the people that loved the Muppets or things like that. So everything we played were like either classic stuff or just nothing had that kind of fun to it. And I was always missing out.
Damn it.
And he really brought me down.
And there I was across town.
Living it up.
Singing, feed the birds. Tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence. Tuppence a bag. I did a jazz solo.
Yeah, but I bet you couldn't get through Beethoven's 5th movement.
Kendall, I've had bowel movements more important than Beethoven's 5th movement.
I know. I smelled it. Look.
I lit a goddamn match. That is all a human can do.
I said I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm sorry I did.
That's all you can do after a thing like that happens. You light a match and you move on.
Well, speaking of match, Cliff.
Host match. Salin Halloween edition.
Now, if that wasn't a wonderful old-timey transition, then I don't know what was.
Well, we may never know. All right, here we go, Kendall. It's time for a Halloween Samhain host match.
Let's match it up.
And as you said recently, it takes a lot of the burden off when you realize we're already hosting. So all we have to do now is match. All right, Kendall, here we go. Number uno. Dr. Frankenstein said, "It's hard to keep making monsters. Do you know how difficult it is to find a dead body with a big enough blank?"
1, 2, 3. Brain!
Circulatory system.
Okay.
Kendall, the pumpkin farmer said, "My pumpkins are so big this year. Probably because of my blank."
1, 2, 3. Melon.
Prayers to Satan. How would the size of his melons affect the size of his pumpkins?
Well, because they were, you know, using less water and they were smaller this year, so the pumpkins were bigger.
Wrong. Bill said, "My gay husband just became a Ghostbuster."
Oh, but, good for Bill.
"But now he spends too much time with ghosts. When he comes home, all he does is blank."
1, 2, 3.
Bust!
I thought, but busting makes it feel good. Do you know, speaking of kids that were, or speaking of 1994,
yeah,
down at the opera center here that I work at, one of the kids that works there, and I say kids, was born like in 94 or something.
Uh-huh.
And the other day I was singing Ghostbusters and I said, "Bustin' makes me feel good." And she said, "Ugh." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Why would you sing that?" I said, "It's in the song." And I had to play it because she thought I was being gross.
She thought you were singing some stupid Snoop Dogg
children. Okay, go ahead.
That's her fault.
I know.
Where's she been living under
children's
a rock?
Children's fault. I mean, her parents' fault.
"All he does is boo." That was me. Now it's another one. The witch downloaded Tinder on her phone. And she said she wanted a boyfriend. But what she really wanted was blank.
1, 2, 3. A broom.
Hideous, awful sex.
Oh, man. Well, she needed a broom to get there. Ain't got nothing for that one.
Count Dracula. He, guess what, Kendall? He turned into a bat, but bad news. He got stuck in the Bride of Frankenstein's blank.
1, 2, 3.
The JJ!
Oh, smash!
Stuck right in this.
That was a good one, Cliff.
Samhain Miracle. Here's the last one for Samhain of the Year.
Okay.
Kendall, the scary Halloween skeleton, was so embarrassed. He stood up in front of all his co-workers without realizing he had a blank.
A 1, 2, 3. A boner! Oh, smash!
Oh, smash!
Man, see, we really were just getting our groove.
Well, you know, Stella, it took her a while to get her groove back.
Yeah.
But
we're no different.
We're going to leave them wanting more. I just watched that episode of Seinfeld where George says, "I'm going to leave people in the office meeting wanting more." He leaves. He stops after making one joke before devolving into just terrible, terrible jokes.
If only we would have done that.
Well, it would have ended this show in 2008. But
well, people would have been a lot happier, though.
But now it's 2019, so let's just carry on. Carry on.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. Carry on. Carry oning. Kendall, Samhain. The cell.
Sour.
Do you have any other insights?
The Christians.
Mm.
They took a lot of these pagan holidays. And they did adopt... We talked about this before. Where
right.
They did adopt certain things. But they also kind of, you know, like, lessened the certain things about them. Kind of dumbed them down. Made them their own.
Damn Puritans.
Damn the Puritans.
Could you, I mean, can you get over how idiotic the Puritans were? Does it just make your head spin?
Yes, it
does. How stupid they were?
They were just, they were hanging witches left and right. They were just so stupid.
You know, we would have been hung as witches. Of course, we would have broken the rope.
We wouldn't have to worry about it.
Wouldn't have to worry about it. They would have crushed us with rocks like that one guy. But, you know, because they would have said, these witches are making people laugh with their hilarious jokes.
They must be witches.
They gotta be witches. These be witches. They make food disappear.
See if they float. We'd have just went right to the bottom.
Right to the bottom. We would have displaced all the water from the tub. We would have been fine. Kendall, you've been to Salem.
No, I haven't. Have you?
Oh, I have. Multiple times.
Have you really?
I have really.
Did you love it?
I love.
I mean, no.
I did.
Okay. I was like, don't just say you loved it. Did you love, like, did it give you so much of, like, the Halloween feels when you were there?
Did. I went when I was fat teen.
Oh, why didn't anybody take me when I was a fat teen?
With my family. So I did all the good stuff, like sing Disney chorus numbers.
And I got a rock.
Go to Salem. And we went to, you know, the Witch Museum and stuff. I was very into that. And then I made my stepmother and father watch The Crucible. So we get to live it.
Got him back.
I gotta watch that again with Winona Ryder.
Oh, right.
But anyway, I loved it. And then I went again as an adult with our dearly departed frequent guest star, Alan. Uh-huh. We went and saw probably the same stuff, but it's a lot of fun. It's very like being in Hocus Pocus. And
well, if we ever get back to America, I have to make it up there.
If we ever put it on the bucket list for the if we get back to America.
Yes. Well, there's just so much ride to talk about.
There's a lot of ride to talk about. You know, we don't talk about it as much, but the people in the Falkland Islands, the sheep farmers, the sheep, they cannot get enough.
Can't get enough of that.
Of the rye, the rye speech. Mrs. Putter Butter Butter Churn, she's booked I don't know how many weeks in advance.
Well, you know, I think she could talk about Bitcoins and people would want to come.
I don't. I don't want to hear about Bitcoins ever again.
Okay.
Kendall, for God's sake.
What the food is wrong with
next
you?
Next time you mentioned Bitcoins.
I don't know. It's the first thing that popped into my head.
I'm going to lose it. All right, Kendall, what the food?
What the food is wrong with you?
What the food?
What the food? I have got some humdingers for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh my, did you see? It was so embarrassing. Charles the contractor, he was just ejected from the pagan Samhain ritual.
That was terrible, dear.
So embarrassing. He was passing gas into the bonfire.
As well as urinating, of course. Oh, yeah, it's always the second thing he's doing.
Doesn't he realize how holy it is?
Well, about the earth. He said toilets were holy, dear, so he was trying to convey that it was okay.
Oh, it was very embarrassing.
I gave him a piece of my mind.
Oh, my. Of course, I feel like it was a simple mistake when I forgive him. But it was very embarrassing, just the same, boys.
But he gets forgiven for every simple mistake.
Well, shouldn't we all? Isn't
yes,
that
dear, that is the proper thing to do. You know, the Pope would do that, dear.
Oh, Christ himself would forgive us on the cross,
amen,
dear.
Amen, dear. Amen.
All right, well, that is a real shame. We're going to be done really quickly in here. Do we have any, like, forthcoming Samhain snacks coming out?
Dear, did you not like the soul cakes?
Oh, I had more than one, dear.
Oh, of course, I'm just kidding, dear. I've made several cakes for the occasion. I'm just about to bring them out.
Oh, good. Maybe, you know what I would really like, and if you have this in the cooler, I would, like, what if we had Samhain Sundays? And
I'm way ahead of you, dear.
Oh! All right, well, we will be out. Kendall, I'm going to wrap this show up.
Crockpot, get the cherries and the whipped cream, please.
Oh, yes, Crockpot, it's Sunday time.
Pagans, would you like some Sundays?
Yeah, around pagans.
Oh my god, I am excited about some Sundays.
Oh, I am too. But in the meantime, we're going to play a game of what the food.
Oh, do we have to?
Hell, it's going to make our mouths water.
Alright, Cliff. Yes. Here goes the first one.
Here goes.
What tasty treat was only meant as a display at first when the inventor was trying to find a way to expand sales of his red candy during the after the Christmas season, or before the Christmas season?
Whoa, sorry. Who could possibly understand what that question was?
Well, you'll figure it out.
I'm going to say Twizzlers.
No. No. Candy apples.
Candy apples. Yeah. Well, what do you know? Kendall, who were Reese's Peanut Butter Cups named after?
That was the inventor's Uncle Reese.
No, it was the inventor himself, Harry Burnett Reese. Good old Reese. He'd already sold two bars called the Lizzie Bar and the Johnny Bar, which have fallen into the waste bin of history. Nobody knows what they were. But then
I bet they were equally as good.
Then he came up with something called a peanut butter cup.
Mm.
And don't you know, he was smart enough to put his own name on it.
So that's who I'll be praying to from now on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But what Halloween treat has its own national day? And more than 17,000 tons of it are produced every year.
Oh, is it candy corn?
Yeah, because that old chicken scratch itself.
Chicken scratch itself, chicken teeth. Chicken teeth. Was that what it was?
No, it was chicken scratch, wasn't it?
No, chicken scratch is when you have terrible handwriting. Kendall, what year was the delicious Halloween treat cotton candy created?
Good old candy floss. 1847.
Oh, Kendall, add 50 years. 1897.
Well, I was in the right century.
Well, good look. Great. Kendall, William Morrison was a dentist, and he partnered with a confectioner, and the rest was added to centrifugal force, and it was...
Like I said, the rest is history.
History. After that, it was history. And the result was cotton candy, but it was originally called fairy floss, because it was only for gays.
Oh, fairy floss.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, look, I looked up my quote from last time. What was the original name for candy? It was chicken feed.
Chicken feed.
And that's why I said scratch, because the stuff I feed my chickens is called chicken scratch.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
I looped that around.
Loop it around. Loop it.
What older Halloween treat was invented supposedly because on one farm where sorghum syrup was produced, it got hot and leaked right onto the grasses and down onto the cornfield, and it made this sticky treat when they had to roll everything up?
A sticky corn molasses.
No. Popcorn balls.
Oh, popcorn balls are wonderful.
Oh, I know. I'm sad they don't give those out anymore.
Too many razor blades.
Too many razor blades.
Hidden inside. Kendall, what was the Milky Way meant to mimic the taste of?
It's one of my favorites.
Is it really?
I love Milky Way. That's my favorite candy bar.
I had no idea.
Well,
I assumed everybody gave away the Milky Ways.
What? Well, you better be giving them to me. caramel pie. I don't know.
Oh, God. If it were, I'd be eating. I'd be on the Milky Way train on the local locomotive. Kendall, it was popular in the 1920s when it was made, and it was meant to mimic the taste of a malted milkshake. A malted.
Oh, I love it.
Love it. Kendall loves it.
All right. How many calories, Cliff, are in a typical bag of Halloween candy?
Oh, God. 40,000.
No. Overshot it. 11,000.
Oh, it's nothing.
See? So you can get 4 bags.
I ate that in one sitting quite frequently. Kendall Howell, what did you just ask me?
About how many calories were in a bag of candy.
Somebody gave me the other day. Calories is what it was. They gave me some 100 calorie packs of cashews, which I know you hate cashews, don't go into it.
Gear it up.
But anyway, like all nuts, there's basically, for 100 calories, there's basically zero. They're basically empty bags.
No wonder I hate them.
because they're so fattening.
You know, I don't like anything unless it has 10,000 calories in it.
No, Kendo, it's a million calories. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was zero.
No, there are zero cashews in the bag because they're so high calorie.
Sorry, I got it now. Well, now I really hate it anymore.
Glad I talked about that. Kendall, I want to let you know this question and I want the answer. Why?
Okay.
Why were Pez originally created?
Well, they needed something square to fit in that hole.
No, idiot.
Were they something for dentistry or something? Or
no, they weren't used as dentist tools. They were marketed as mints to help smokers quit smoking.
Oh, well, did they work?
No. Kendall, the candy's slogan in the 20s was called, smoking is prohibited, pezzing is allowed.
Oh, so it was like early vaping.
Early vaping, yeah.
They had a Pez pen.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the food trivia facts I've got for you. Questions, good stuff. Whatever.
Well, Kendall, it's Salins. Wouldn't be Salin if I didn't have a couple more.
I figured.
Kendall, let me ask you this. Why are the Snickers bars called Snickers?
Because whenever you eat them, you snicker of how much fun you're having.
No. Kendall, Franklin Mars, the patriarch of the Mars Company, named the candy bar after a beloved racehorse his family owned that had just passed away.
Right, they turned him into glue. They
turned him into glue. They created the Snickers bar. Snickers was raised on his family farm, the Milky Way Farm in Tennessee.
Holy.
Finally, Kendall, speaking of that candy corn that has its own day and there's 80 billion pounds or whatever.
17,000 tons.
A year. Basically, it's the same. It works out. Kendall, after the bag is opened, how long can candy corn last?
Oh, it's a well-known fact, Cliff. It lasts about 10 seconds.
Whoa, that's when you're in the room. Let's say you're somewhere else.
Oh, for years and years and years.
3 to 6 months.
Oh, close enough.
Which feels like years and years.
Close.
Kendall, I have to give us one treat before we go out
oh,
to the salad.
Give me a break.
Of a pumpkin pie Kit Kat
oh,
bar.
It. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Break me off a piece of... Oh, look how good they look.
They're orange. We're having a pumpkin pie flavored Kit Kat, everybody.
Mm. You know, this is amazing. It just makes me want pumpkin pie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gave you one last time, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So you knew how good they were.
I was putting on an act for the listeners, Cliff.
Thank you. We appreciate the entertainment value.
I'm an entertainer first.
Look at the bag they made. They put like a little face on one of them.
I love it.
That's cute.
And there's so much of it gone, it makes me sad.
I'm so sad, but I'm so happy. Look at those. Who has time to do
what
that?
Those? Oh, no, see, that's like decorating cookies. That's almost too much work because I'm going to eat them immediately.
Immediately.
Those will go so fast. What's the point of decorating them?
Oh, my God. It looks like our Samhain sundaes. I hope that we got to get out there before they
oh
start
my God.
Melting.
Okay, Cliff, well, I got a quote before we leave.
Quote it up. What a beautiful Halloween. Thank you for spending this Halloween with Cliff and Kendall.
This Samhain.
Samhain-ween.
Here's my quote. We came. We saw. We kicked its ass.
Busting makes Kendall feel good.
You know it does.
I'll leave you with this, Kendall. Earlier in the day, this is true.
I ain't afraid of no host.
I ain't afraid of no host. I am afraid of one host. Kendall, the kids were out playing in the courtyard, and I heard Fonky. They were playing Ghostbusters, and I heard this quote. One of them said, "We're Ghostbusters, and we never give up." So I want you to think of that, listener, the next time you're out there in the world thinking, should I just give the hell up?
No!
Think to yourself, we're Ghostbusters, and we never give up.
Never give up, never surrender.
Never give up, never surrender, never say die, never listen to any show but this one. This has been Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, and I've been Cliff.
And I have, of course, been Kendall.
We wish you a blessed Samhain and Halloween and Samhain-ween and Pope Day and all Pope's days. And all of the days, don't we? I gotta get out there with these pagans.
I'm getting my Sunday.
They're starting to do this cool dance. I want to go get... Oh, is that the Macarena that they're doing?
I know that one.
Oh!
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Halloween.
Focus, 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 focus.
This is Halloween.